Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We are live today from Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Be an all-star this week at Chickie's and Pete's with a pregame snack. Watch all the action or a postgame celebration. Hugh, it is awesome. So you and I are both down there by the park just, you know, an hour and a half ago. Picking up our credentials.
Yeah, I got my credentials.
You know what's cool just driving around? They are ready. I mean, you can see all the All-Star stuff up. There's, like, flags of all the different individual All-Stars. I saw Mason Miller, Yordan Alvarez, obviously all the Phillies guys, right? Like, I saw Sanchez and Schwarber. Yeah. It is cool. I mean, it's the whole atmosphere, and, you know, it hasn't been here for 30 years. I didn't go to that when I was 10 years old. Like, I've never been to any All-Star stuff. I just watched it all on TV my whole life. But it is awesome that this is here this weekend. He was starting with tonight's HBCU class.
Ain't no question about it, man. And the people are starting to come into town, and it's an exciting time.
It is, and it all starts tonight at Citizens Bank Park with the Swingman Classic featuring the best HBCU baseball players across the country. The game is hosted by Hall of Famer Ken Griffey Jr. and former MLB All-Star Harold Reynolds will be at the park calling the game on MLB Network, and Harold joins us right now on the WIP Midday Show. Harold. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Good morning.
So, Harold, something like this Swingman Classic, what do you think it means to these HBCU students to be a part of this All-Star Weekend?
Well, it's huge. And you know, you got to start with the background of it. You know, Ken Griffey Jr. Wanted to bring awareness to a lot of these black kids that weren't getting opportunities to be seen by scouts and into the draft. So, 4 years ago, he came up with the idea, went to Major League Baseball, and said, hey, I want to start a all-star game for HBCU players. And they bit into it. Del Matthews, Tony Regans, who direct that, Commissioner Manfred. This is the fourth year now, and after having this classic, he's had 10 players get drafted. So that's kind of the thought behind it for Junior. And he's involved, man. This isn't loan my name. He's in the dugout. He's at the practices. He's hanging out with the kids. We had dinner last night. He spoke. Just a great time. And that's really what he wanted to do, is bring awareness, and it's working.
Well, it's an awesome event. And, Harold, I'm curious from your perspective in baseball for so many years as a player, an all-star, and then covering the sport, just how this whole week has grown. You know, I remember when I was young, Harold, and watching you when you played, it was really the home run derby, right? And it was the all-star game. It was Monday, Tuesday. And we're sitting here, Harold, tonight in Philadelphia. It starts tonight with this awesome game, the HBCU Classic, the draft this weekend, futures game. You know, the All-Star kind of 3-on-3 on Sunday, and then the Home Run Derby, and then the All-Star game. It's just baseball has grown this to basically a week-long celebration of the game. It's pretty cool to watch how it's grown.
Yeah, it's really grown a lot. It's been fun. And actually, for us, it kind of starts at the Combine a week ago or 2 weeks ago, where you start getting that momentum towards the All-Star game. Then you have selection shows on TV. But I think MLB Network had a lot to do with this. When we came on like 18 years ago, we didn't have any content. And so you start creating different things to bring content to TV. And we built a lot of different properties up and sold them off to different folks. And now we got Netflix covering the Home Run Derby. You got NBC covering the draft. I mean, it's expanded big time. And it's become a week-long event, like you're saying.
Harold Reynolds with us, former MLB All-Star, now, of course, MLB Network. He's going to be here tonight, HBCU Swimman Classic. Harold, let's talk about the Phillies as they head towards the All-Star break. A tough start to the season, but boy, have they rebounded. Harold, what have you thought of the job that Don Mattingly has done since taking over? They were 9-19. Since then, they've looked like we thought they would look when the season started, like one of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah, well, I love Donnie. I mean, I'm biased. He's one of my favorite friends and people to compete against and play against, but watching him and knowing who he is, the character of him, he said one thing that I felt was really important for this group of players in Philadelphia, and he just said, we're going to play better baseball. And he didn't go in and say, we got to change rosters, we need to get more pitching, we need to pick up some power, nothing. He just said, we have all the players right here, we just got to play better baseball. And then it doesn't hurt to get Zach Wheeler back healthy and Suarez going the route, the run that he went on, or Sanchez, you know. So they pitched the ball great. You've got a really nice roster. And really in the National League, for me, it's the Dodgers and the Phillies. I think the Phillies are going to run down the Braves. Even if they don't, I think they're a better team than the Braves when the postseason comes around. And if I line up the postseason in the National League, it is the Phillies and the Dodgers to see who goes to the World Series for me.
You know, Harold, speaking of that, you know, here the trade deadline is looming, and there's a lot of things. Well, there's a lot of things that we feel that the Phillies might need. We're talking about pitching, and we're talking about maybe another bat, right-handed bat, if I'm not mistaken. But if you were the GM of this squad and you were looking at them and, you know, you said how good they are, if there was one piece that you could add, what would that one piece be?
I like the right-handed bat thing. I think they need more protection. You lost a lot when Garcia got hurt. I know he wasn't swinging like he was capable of, but that was the reason they signed him, and I kind of left that void in the roster, in the lineup. Your left-handed hitting is kind of carrying this club, so I would get another right-handed bat. Obviously, you want more pitching depth, guys to be healthy, and I really think that's it. I think they've kind of got the bullpen together. You play your everyday starters. They stay healthy, you got a chance.
And, Harold, you mentioned there the starting pitching. It really is excellent. You know, Christopher Sanchez had that long scoreless streak, and he's a Cy Young candidate. Zach Wheeler has been remarkable since coming back. You know, we were talking a lot this week that he should have been an all-star, that he felt like a snub. So, really, Harold, they could have three all-star starters because one of the spots went to Jesus Luzardo, who just struck out 11 last night. It feels like, Harold, with those three at the top of the rotation, they've got the arms to take down the Dodgers. They just need to get over the hump if they play him again in October.
Yeah, you really do. And I honestly think Andrew Painter's going to come back. He struggled. He's young, but he's got stuff, man, and he's going to figure it out. I think he's going to play a role with them down the stretch, whether it's out of the bullpen or coming in the rotation and filling different needs. He's going to be a guy to keep your eye on because I know he struggled early, but a lot of young guys do that, and I think he learned a lot, and this kid's got a lot of talent, so I think he's going to help them down the stretch. But the pitching is there. The starting pitching is there. I think this team has just got to stay healthy. They don't have a lot of depth. You know, you're not going to the bench and having guys pick up Bryce Harper and different things like that. So I think they have to stay healthy if they want to contend.
Harold Reynolds with us here, MLB Network, HBCU Swingman Classic tonight here at Citizens Bank Park. Harold will be on the call, MLB Network. Harold, take us into the All-Star game and what it's like, especially you go back to your first time there, multiple-time All-Star. So Jesus Luzardo, he's going to be a first-time All-Star. Brandon Marsh, first-time All-Star. What's it going to be like for those guys? What is that feeling when you step on the field and your name is announced at a Major League Baseball All-Star game? What was that like for you?
Well, it's pretty cool, and it's actually after the game, moving forward in your career, you really feel like you've arrived. And there's just a different bravado about you, a different confidence that, like, yeah, I'm an all-star. And you carry yourself a little bit different. I think that's the big thing. But the day of getting there, being able to stand on the lines and talk to different players in the clubhouse, and it's really a cool experience. Now, it's changed a lot since I played. You know, when I played, guys were playing later in their career. You know, we have the legends pick now, right? You know, where Verlander gets picked and things like that. But when I was playing, Mike Schmidt, Pete Rose, I look across the way, these guys are standing on the line, man. I'm like, what in the world am I doing here? You know? And that's the cool thing that these kids don't get to experience, because we're running guys out when they're 30, 31. I mean, these guys are in their 40s, and I'm getting a chance to see guys I grew up watching my whole childhood, and they're standing across the way, and I'm standing next to Dave Winfield and, you know, guys like that on my team. And it was really a cool experience at the All-Star game. And, you know, so now it's so much different because the game's so much younger.
You know, Howard, you said that. It kind of made me think of Brandon Marsh and his rise here to be an All-Star. You know, when he's out there starting on Tuesday, he'll look across and there's Juan Soto, right? There's Shohei Ohtani, some of the best players of this generation. And now Brandon Marsh gets to stand there next to him, and rightfully so, Harold. He's had a great year. What have you thought of the rise here of Brandon Marsh to go from a solid player for the Phillies, but now starting the All-Star game, and really the last year or so been one of the best hitters in baseball?
It's what I love about baseball. You know, I look back and I go, man, I didn't really figure it out until I was 30. You know, and I'd already been an All-Star a couple times, and it was like, oh, they're trying to throw that pitch to get me out. No wonder I'm grounding out short on that ball every time. You know, you start figuring things out, the game. And that's what I see with Brandon. He's really getting his sea legs under him, so to speak. And not everybody's Mike Trout or Bryce Harper at 19 or 20 or Ken Griffey Jr. that figured out. Some guys take longer. And I think Brandon's at that point now where he's, like, starting to understand the game, what they're trying to do with him and how they're pitching him and what his role is and where he fits. And we're seeing it all come together, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, it has been. He has been awesome, and he earned that spot on the National League starting team. Harold, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes today. Enjoy Philadelphia, and we'll be listening and watching tonight, HBCU Swingman Classic. Thank you, Harold.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate
it. Have a good one.
I'm going to bring Brandon a towel, though, to dry that hair a little bit. I'll talk to you later.
You got it. There he goes. Harold Reynolds there with us on the Midday Show. Hugh, Harold Reynolds, it's funny. You're talking about lifelong baseball people. Like, I remember watching him when I was young.
Yeah.
And then he moved into broadcasting. And he's one of the baseball broadcasters that has stood the test. I mean, he's been there in different roles, right? ESPN or Baseball Network.
Yeah, he's a constant.
He's a lifer. He's a great baseball guy. And it's exciting he's going to be doing that game today, the HBCU Swingman Classic, which, of course, we're giving away the tickets for here. 215-592-9494. Tri-Day Friday. Your pitch to LeBron James. We're sending the best one directly to the Sixers to send to LeBron. Best pitch we hear today will win the HBCU Swingman Classic ticket. So, Hugh, a couple things from what Harold said to us, and then we'll go back to the phones. One, he thinks the bat is the bigger need. He seems very high on the high-end pitching.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting to hear him say he thinks Painter's going to come back and help.
Yeah, and he said he might even put him in the bullpen. So that's something that is an idea. But I think that the Phillies, when they think of Painter, they don't want to mess him up like that.
That should be over now.
Well, I still think that given how they treated him in the past, that somebody in the organization still feels like he should be a starter.
Right, okay, so maybe. But if we get to the point where they think he can help out of the bullpen, like the kid glove's got to come off.
Well, I mean, I hear you, but has that been the case up until this point?
No, but he's also never failed like this before.
Yeah,
right? I think
the
shine is a little off now, right? It's like
now, to me,
he's just a pitcher on the Phillies that has to try to help them win baseball games. But it's interesting that Harold thinks he's going to help. And how about the way he framed the National League? Like, to him, he thinks it's Dodgers, Phillies, and then everybody else. Like, he puts the Phillies over the Braves, even though they're still behind them.
Yeah, that's interesting, especially given the way that, you know. But, well, when you think about it, the Phillies did play them tough for what that's worth last year. They played them pretty tough. So maybe that's what he's looking at.
I also think it's fun once in a while when we get a national perspective on the Phillies, right? And I was watching the other night, was it two nights ago, the ESPN broadcast, right? Mm-hmm. They were on ESPN 2 nights ago. Because we are so in this, Hugh, right? We talk about them every day. We watch them every day.
Yeah.
And we see their flaws every day. And then I think you bring on someone like Harold, right, who's doing baseball tonight. And he's thinking about, oh, my gosh, Wheeler, Sanchez, Lizardo, Harper, Schwarber, Marsh, Duran, right? Like, he's probably seeing it from the perspective of, They've got the talent to beat the Dodgers. We focus more on the back of the bullpen.
Well,
yeah, but the
you know what
starter.
It is? It's because he's critiquing all of baseball.
Right.
We are watching the Phillies under a microscope, and we see the flaws, the day-to-day flaws, because we're locked into them on a day-to-day basis. So that's basically what that is.
It is. And last night, great start by Lizardo, 11 strikeouts, and we also. So we have the news that Harper's in the home run derby. Before we go back to the phone lines, can we hear Don Mattingly? Because it sounded like last night that Don Mattingly kind of told us something maybe he wasn't sure of about another Philly in the home run derby. Let's hear Mattingly last night on the idea of Schwarber also joining Harper in the home run derby.
Are you excited to see Bryce swing it in the derby?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm glad he's doing it, especially in Philly, him and Kyle both, right?
Not sure yet.
Okay. I thought Kyle was going to do it. Maybe he's waiting to make sure he's everything's good. So I'm glad he's doing it, especially in Philly.
Waiting to see Bryce Harper swinging is crazy.
Yeah, well, also the unveil of Schwarber, and then they were like, well, maybe not yet. So the Schwarber thing's been out there for a few days. It sounds like Kyle Schwarber is going to do it as long as this back doesn't tighten up as the week goes on.
Tidy back.
Yeah, because he had that tight back a few weeks ago. So
I think that, you know what it is, Joe? I think they want him to be in it, but his back, he is tight, so
but I wonder
they're trying
at what
to
point
give him.
Does he have to say yes or no? I mean, my guess is they probably have his replacement, and that guy has agreed, you know, another all-star to just take the spot. But the longer this goes, my guess is Kyle Schwarber is going to do the home run derby.
Yeah, but how effective is he going to be? Well, that's the question.
I would think if he has a tight back right now, he would have already said no. My guess, he's just making sure it doesn't act back up in the next couple days or in this past week.
Maybe.
Kyle, what'd you make of the Mattingly thing? Because he kind of told us something we already know, and then he didn't even seem to know what he was saying.
I didn't take that as everyone's like, oh, Mattingly knows something we don't. Like, I think he just made a mistake. Like, he doesn't know. I think he knows maybe not the same amount of information as us, but I think he's sort of where we're at, and it's like we all kind of expect Schwarber to do the home run derby. And I think he just kind of slipped up. Like, I don't know. I didn't take that as him accidentally leaking information. I took that as just Pop-Pop making a mistake.
Pop-Pop moment.
Yeah, and I think what he said was kind of out there anyway, that if he's feeling good, he's going to do the home run derby, and if he's not, he's not going to do the home run derby. I really hope he's in it. I'm going to the home run derby Monday, and look, Harper in it, Hugh makes it fun. We have a Philly. Mm-hmm. But having two members of the same team's pretty rare for the home run derby.
Going against each other.
It doesn't happen very often. I'm trying to think back to the last time. Maybe once or twice in the last 20 years I could think of teammates in the home run derby together. And especially it being here, I think it'd be awesome. Hoping he's going to make it in. 215-592-9494. Live today for Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for National Crab Friday. $1 crab fries and $5 pitchers of Miller Lite. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia FOP charity. Let's go back to your phone calls here. You can react to the Phillies last night. The LeBron thing. Do the Sixers need him? I believe they do. Hugh Douglas does not. And your pitch, the best pitch we hear today, and it will invariably be better than Hugh Douglas's pitch, which was, it is what it is.
And crab fries.
And the Reading Terminal. Because of the ribs from the Amish.
Make some fire-ass ribs.
Yeah, I know. But you think LeBron James is going to choose based on ribs?
Barbecue
ribs at the Terminal Market.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And just being in all this history.
So you think that was a good pitch?
Yeah, well, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Rob in
Delco.
They're
cheering Hugh Douglas in Philly.
Thank you.
On WIP. What's up, Rob?
Gentlemen, how you doing? Good morning.
Rob.
Good morning.
What's up, Rob?
Listen, Joe, I told Kyle, normally I don't get the call like several days in a row because I work for the school district, so
Yep. Now
I'm like kind of on my summer schedule. So, but you, I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing because now I get to listen to Joe's nonsense every day.
How lucky
are you, Rob? How lucky?
Hugh, I pray for you every day, Hugh. Every day that you guys sit next to Joe, Hugh. Who's praying for me?
I asked Douglas his pitch, and he says it is what it is. It's the worst pitch in the history of free agent pitches.
Listen. You have to hear mine. You might not think so. That might be pretty good if you hear mine.
So you're going to drive him away. I can feel where this is going. Okay.
I'm going to go back to beating a dead horse, okay? I love that expression. Joe, I will take LeBron James. Of course I will. Every single team in the NBA would take LeBron James, right?
Right.
Everybody would take LeBron James.
Of course.
Do we need him?
Yes.
To win a championship? No, we don't need him to win a championship. Would he increase our chances of winning a championship? I'd be a fool if I said it would. Of course it would. Of course it would. But I told you, Joe. I mean, after that trade, I was ready to roll the ball out on the court right now. Like, I'm ready to see this. I'm excited, just as excited to see the Sixers, boys, as I am to see the Eagles right now. That's how excited I am after this Jaylen Brown trade. And don't forget, we got some scoring off our bench is being remade now. We didn't have much of a bench, right? You'd agree. The Sixers really didn't have a bench.
Well, Rob, I don't know if you caught any last night. I liked what I saw to Filon, a little bit of the summer league game.
Filon.
That kid can score. He's going to score the basketball.
You took the words out of my mouth. Junior looks like, and I know those guys, probably most of them, some will go overseas, some of them won't make it. But you like to see a guy stand out when he's in that type of environment, right? You like to see him stand out among guys that aren't going to be in the league, probably. Or if they are, they're going to go overseas or whatever the case may be, the D-League, whatever. He stood out. And he seems like he's got a little edge to him, a little cockiness to him, can handle, can score. I mean, now we got him on the bench. And we got that one guy, I forget where these guys said he came from. He was saying, who's going to do the dirty work and this and that? The guy they got from Cleveland, this Dean Wade guy, this 6'8", 6'9", guy.
Yep.
He's kind of a role player, kind of doing that dirty work.
He's a good defensive player. I like him. That's a Gansey guy. It's a guy they developed. It's a good signing. Yep.
And we got Simons off the bench who can score, who can fill it up, who can get you a bucket.
And now we need the missing piece, LeBron James. See, you're getting there, Rob. We need the missing piece.
We want the missing piece.
Need the missing piece.
We'll be all right.
Hugh,
Yes.
Too. He's like icing on the cake. Like, I like him. Yeah. I want him. But I'm,
icing is cool.
Hold on a second. Who wants cake without icing? Who eats cake without icing?
You know what? I'm not big on icing.
Right, but okay, that's fine.
No, icing's too much. No. It's overkill.
See, this is what's wrong.
No, icing's
pound cake.
When you guys go make a cake or buy a cake, who doesn't put the icing on?
I wouldn't. I'd eat it without the icing.
Besides pound cake.
You put some ice cream in that thing. That thing would be banging.
So you don't want icing, but you want ice cream.
Who brought us ice cream yesterday?
Buddy.
Oh, Buddy.
Buddy's awesome.
Hey. Ice cream. Was
How many times did your mom would that make a cake?
Madagascar.
Or your grandma would make a
cake. You need the icing on the cake. Otherwise, you just have cake. What are you guys doing?
Disagree.
I don't want to go to any birthday parties with you guys with plain cake. Rob,
Icing is so overrated, dude.
What's your pitch?
We'd all lick the bowl after mom would make the cake or grandma or when that thing would swirl around. You'd scoop the icing off the bowl.
You're talking about the spoon and the ice cream bowl?
That's batter, dude. Not icing.
You guys are out of control. What is your pitch, LeBron James?
Batter, icing, whatever it may be.
What's your pitch?
My pitch to LeBron is, you ready? You ready? Here's my pitch. You went home, you've been there, you've done that, right? You won it. You made it right. You went home, you got your hometown the title. You went to Miami with the women, with the weather, with this and that. You won a couple, right? Put the dream team you had down there. You went out to L.A. with the stars and the weather and this and that. You did it. You come to Philly, a hard-working town, but we don't need you. But prove it to me, LeBron. Prove it to us that we need you. Come here if you want to, not because I'm begging you to. I'm not going to beg anybody to come here. You come here because you want to, and you want to win in this town, and you win in this town. You see that building rocking every night. You don't need the stars. You've been around the stars. Come around hardworking people who won a title, and you'll see how much you'll be revered here and how much this town will go nuts when we win a title.
You know what? That got better as we went along. Rob, I like it.
It wasn't better than mine.
It was way better than yours. Everyone we get today will be better than yours.
Hey, you've been to Miami with all the beautiful women. You've been to L.A. with all the stars. We work hard.
Listen.
That ain't no problem.
We could just simplify it. No player has ever won a championship with four teams.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Be the first. I mean, you want to have all these extra things to kind of put your case as the greatest player of all time because you're not going to have all the titles, right? You're not going to have six. But you got your fifth and be the first guy to win it with four different teams. I mean, his pitch was obviously better than yours, Hugh. I mean, your pitch is all-time bad.
Well, the first one was a little rocky. Then I bounced back.
Yeah, I just don't think the Reading Terminal market's going to get the job.
Reading Terminal is fire.
You know, it's a great food market.
Number one terminal in America.
Yeah. Damn right. Yeah. So good.
They got some great ribs, man. Matter of fact, today might sound like a rib
thing. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. More your pitches. All right. LeBron, we have intel here. This is straight intel.
For real intel?
LeBron's listening. So we need your pitches. He is listening. Who told me?
Yeah.
I have sources.
Don't question him, Hugh.
LeBron is listening on the Odyssey app.
My bad.
He's actually on You People. He's one of the
You People. He's
ripping you, Hugh. All right. Your pitches to LeBron James as he is, in fact, listening to WIP right now. Do the Sixers need him? Obviously they do. And we'll let you hear Jaylen Brown on LeBron coming up. And Rich Paul with the latest on LeBron and the Sixers. Kind of a pitch here from Rich Paul about the Sixers. That's coming up. All your phone calls live at Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday show on a Tri-Day Friday, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Monday night, join Broads here live at 6 p.m. for a special Home Run Derby broadcast brought to you by Budweiser with giveaways all night. Well, Hugh, I was going to save this for a little later, but now that we mentioned the Home Run Derby Monday night and Broads is going to be doing a special show. Hugh, did you see this idea that Bryce Harper has?
What's that?
So, according to Buster Only, Bryce Harper, this is a tweet he put up. Bryce Harper has a fun idea for the Home Run Derby. When the gold balls are brought into play, let the hitter swing aluminum bats. That would be a show, and you might see balls leave Citizens Bank Park. If Schwarber and Harper, and probably Junior Caminero, were allowed to swing aluminum bats, I think they could hit it out of the stadium.
So he wants to have aluminum bats?
For the gold balls, when they use the gold balls.
I mean, I guess.
You're not into it?
No. I just think the idea, you know, I just think it's kind of a crazy idea to try to change something that has been the same.
Well,
I know he's trying to bring some excitement to the game, but nah.
I mean, it's a home run. They've
made changes like pretty recently.
Well, they actually just
changed
it
this
year.
You mean like right? You're talking about a couple days before the All-Star game?
Well, no. I mean, whenever they announced it a month ago.
That's what I'm saying.
So now it's going to be 20 swings. The last few years it was timed, like you had 2 or 3 minutes to get as many swings as possible in home runs. Now it's going to be 20 swings. And then instead of it just being a bracket, right, where in theory the best two hitters could go against each other in the first round and then only one moves on. Now it's just the top four guys move on, and then we do a bracket to the final four.
Okay, I mean, I hear you. I just feel like, because in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, you're trying to make changes a few days before the All-Star game.
I mean, it's the home run derby, though. It's just fun.
I mean, I hear you.
We have a home run derby truther over here, Hugh Douglas.
You are definitely a wet blanket.
Definitely not a home run derby truther. Definitely not a baseball historian.
You're a home run derby purist.
I am not that.
Well, I mean, we're trying to make this more fun, and you're like, eh.
I am not that.
You know, they have the virtual home run derby. I think it's at, is it at the stadium? I saw Buzz posted it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the video of Buzz swinging the bat yesterday? Yeah.
Oh, is that when he was getting in a little outfit or something? I saw a little blur.
We got to get Hugh there.
It's virtual. Cut that audio. Buzz was getting in the little outfit. What are you talking about?
I thought I saw something where he was putting something on.
Was he scantily clad?
Oh, see, now
this is a family show.
Just taking it way too far.
This is a family show.
Just took it way too far.
And that is an awful visual, if I'm being honest.
I'm playing with guys.
Why y'all trying to get me to swing in the home run, virtual home run derby? I don't want to do that.
It'd be fun. Why not?
Because y'all going to try to make the laugh at me. I've been working on my swing.
You're the one that says you can be a Major League Baseball DH
I've been working on my swing. I can. I've been working on my swing.
Oh, sure.
You don't want to be at the stadium swinging around?
No. No, I don't.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, the best pitch we hear today for Tri-Day Friday, your pitch to LeBron James. Again, we have intel. He's listening right now on the Odyssey app, wherever he is in the world. Your pitch to LeBron James, the best one we hear today, wins a pair of tickets to tonight's HBCU Swingman Classic. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, let's hear from a couple people who know LeBron and certainly know about his free agency here. First, let's start with Jaylen Brown. And he was with a streamer?
Yes.
Named iShowSpeed, which
you
I don't
just
know
sounded like
that,
such an old guy there.
I don't know what
that is. iShowSpeed.
A streamer?
He's a
streamer is.
He's a YouTuber.
Okay. Whatever the hell he is. His name is Darren Watkins Jr. I'm not calling the guy iShowSpeed for this guy.
Wow, the disrespect.
But it's a iShowSpeed is not a name. It's not a name. Anyway, here's Jaylen Brown with a streamer named Darren Watkins Jr.
LeBron. You got to tell LeBron, you got to pull up, man. Pull up to Philly.
LeBron, pull up to Philly. Think about it. LeBron, Jaylen Brown, PJ 13.
He's gone.
He's gone?
He's gone, bro.
This guy doesn't even know who's on the team. Pull up to Philly. You think that was that a good pitch?
Nah.
No, I didn't think so.
It sounds like somebody who has way too much going on to be trying to talk about, you know, sports, because he's all over the place. Like
iShowSpeed?
Well, I know he's raced a few people. He's a pretty fast, young cat. He's raced a few cats. I know he went to.
What do you mean he's fast? He runs?
Yeah, he can. He got some.
Oh, that's runner? Why his name's iShowSpeed.
Yeah, he got wheels.
But I thought he's a streamer. Does he stream?
Well, he does
running?
Both. He does both because he raced the. You're not on YouTube like that or social media, but the guy who used to get up every morning and drink the water out of the blue bottle, he raced him and he dusted me. He dusted him like a couple times. I forgot the running. He used to play running back. He played running back
The blue bottle guy.
Yeah, he used to wake up in the morning and take the tape. Ashton Hall. Yeah, Ashton Hall. Like he got like these streamer cats, they get famous doing stuff like that.
I can't tell if Joe is feigning ignorance on the streaming thing or like
I know streaming.
I know what streaming is.
What do you
is.
Think
I
these just, guys do? Well, I guess some of them just stream themselves hanging out. But some of them do stuff, Joe.
I know what streaming is,
well,
obviously. I have no idea what they do that people watch. None.
Well, no, it's not much. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, why do people watch them?
Well, I don't.
Well, I know you don't. I'm sure now. Actually, I get it a little more now. All right, so he ran against someone else. Maybe that I'll watch that anyway. Whatever the guy's name is,
I don't know you. I think Joe watches streams. He's going through a lot of effort to separate himself from streaming culture.
No, this isn't the first time. It was Janky Rondo.
Yep.
Yeah. Again, I don't understand this world. I just know when we see the clips and we have to play them. That's what I pay attention to. Anyway.
We do have to play them.
We have to play them. Our world is colliding with their world more and more, right? First it was the A.J. Brown with Yankee Rondo. Now it's Jaylen Brown with I Show Speed, whatever that means. And now I'm sure there'll be more coming up here. All right, we also had this here. Rich Paul with Max Kellerman, their latest podcast. And this almost felt like Rich Paul explaining the pitch he's giving to LeBron about the Sixers. Let's take a listen.
If there is a draw from the Philadelphia 76ers, of course, it starts with Tyrese Maxey. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Why? Not just because I represent both players, but, you know, representation aside, when you look at a guy like Tyrese Maxey, what do you see? You see, first of all, I've never seen a guy play 48 minutes smiling. The man don't frown. He's never not smiled. That's number one. His energy, if you talk to people around the organization, since he's now the face of that organization, it's changed. You know, he's a hard worker. Obviously, both of those guys work out in L.A. In summer times, we've seen clips of that. You know he wants to win. You know he's going to come to play every night. And so that's a positive for sure. But, if that is somewhere that you're inquiring about, of course it has to start there. But that's not the only thing. You also have to talk about Joel, and you have to think about, hey, they just got Jalen and Coach Nurt. There's a lot of things to evaluate on every team that's being considered.
A couple of things stood out from the way I know Rich Paul has Tyrese Maxey as his client, right? So that's going to be like the lead of his conversation. Who do you think the biggest draw on the team is if you're LeBron, Hugh? Like, which player is the one? Like, I'll just say it like this. If he's thinking about the Heat, it's Giannis, right? Obviously. Mm-hmm. He's thinking about going back to Cleveland. It's Donovan Mitchell. That's their best player.
You're talking about the biggest draw for you here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, right, like Philadelphia. When LeBron's actually
sitting down. I would probably say Jaylen Brown.
I would think so, too.
Because Jaylen's the one that, when you talk about, you know, Spike says this all the time. Can Maxey carry a team? Maxey's a hell of a player. But we've seen times where, especially last year, where Maxey forces shots. You know, he gets a little tired, which is expected because he played a lot of basketball this year. And he has nights where, you know, if Joel Embiid's on the floor, he kind of, I don't want to say disappears, but he doesn't step up.
No,
right?
He disappears at times, yeah.
Okay. But so Jaylen Brown's that guy. You're taking a lot of the pressure off of Maxey and allowing Maxey to kind of grow. Not saying that Maxey can't be that guy. But when you talk about somebody to build a team around and somebody that can carry a team, I don't think a lot of people feel like Maxey's that guy. He's a hell of a player, but he's not that guy.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I mean, do you think if Tyrese Maxey was the best player on an NBA team, they'd win 56 games? Because that was Jaylen Brown last year. He was the best player on a 56-win team.
What'd you say?
If put Maxey in Boston – or just, you know, the kind of
you're talking
the
about if would he be able to do what Jaylen did?
That's what I mean. Like, I don't think so either. As much as I like Maxey and he's an excellent player, I don't think he's the best. He could be the best player on a 55-60 win NBA team. I don't think that. That's why I think Jaylen Brown is the draw, right? Because if the Sixers didn't have Jaylen Brown, do you think LeBron would be considering them? Let's be honest. I mean, Rich Paul's leading with Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey was here 2 weeks ago. I didn't hear any LeBron Sixers stuff 2 weeks ago. When did we start hearing this? When Jaylen Brown got here. That's the draw. So that I just thought that was interesting. 215-592-9494. All right, your pitch to LeBron, and do you think they need him? Tori is up on WIP. Tori?
Tori's coming up. Hello?
Hello, Tori.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Tori. What's up?
Oh, not much. I do want to say, first things first, long-time fan, first-time caller.
Well, we appreciate you listening.
Absolutely. So I'm calling in with a LeBron pitch here in hopes of getting some tickets to the Swingman Classic tonight.
All right. So what's your pitch, Tori? What are you thinking?
Lock in, Hugh.
All right, LeBron, since allegedly you're listening on the Odyssey app,
We know for a fact he's listening. Go ahead, Tori.
Confirmed. LeBron, here you go. You have to come to Philadelphia. And this is coming from a lifelong Philly sports fan who lived in New York through a Knicks championship. Mm. They beat my team in four games, and you know what? I still had fun with all of my friends who were born and bred New Yorkers. If you want to officially put a cherry on top of this monster Sunday that is a career you have, LeBron, it's time to bring Philadelphia its first NBA championship since 83. It's just time. We got to do it. I'm a baseball girly, but I know for a fact that you would make a difference to this team. And now with JB here, it's kind of undeniable. So, you know, you guys with a essentially a 2K my team, for lack of a better term, that's the best way to go out of a career, I think. And I will part with this, which I know we said potentially song was optional, and I'm going to go for it. LeBron, you were born to breathe this Philadelphia freedom. From the minute you were born to wave the flag. Love you, LeBron. Welcome home. Welcome to Philadelphia, big dog. Oh. Hell yeah. Thank you,
Tori, good job. Awesome. We appreciate it. That was awesome. And so much better than Hugh Douglas's. Tori, I mean, that you cleared Hugh by a mile.
I've been listening in the car since then. I tried the best I could.
That's great.
You did
a good job.
You did but you weren't better than me.
Oh, my God.
You definitely weren't better than me, but he did a great job.
Hugh, dude, the bar was below the floor.
No, you know what?
I ain't thinking about none of y'all.
We're going to get him here.
Y'all, you didn't do better.
Tori, great job.
Great job, Tori.
Tori, you are definitely in the mix for the tickets. Great job, Tori.
I would say in the lead.
That's a leader in the club.
No, it's not.
Well, they sang better
than David did. You can't even get the tickets. You're on the show.
Okay, fine.
Okay. All right,
you wouldn't get them anyway.
Your pitch stunk.
I was caught off guard.
Caught off guard.
I wasn't prepared.
Okay,
that's no excuse.
Just to bring everyone in.
Yeah, we do talk about these things before we go on the air.
What are you talking about? Nobody asked me what my pitch would be.
Exactly.
Well, but if we're doing a tri-day and you knew what the tri-day was, I was
still distraught about the fact we didn't do Hugh's clues. I think we should have closed the week out.
So this was defiance by Hugh.
Maybe.
Yep.
Okay.
A little bit.
Well, this is now a filibuster, so we forget how bad his pitch was. He wants us to think it's about him shrugging his shoulders or crossing his arms.
I don't care.
It was about the pitch being record level bad. I mean, it wasn't that bad.
It was just I didn't get a chance to work.
You crossed and folded his arms and said,
I'm not doing it. It is what it is. That's what it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Sixers need LeBron James? Yes or no? But, you know, we usually wait till the end of the show. Here, let's do an early check-in with our Twitter poll question today. Wonder where people are. Do the Sixers need LeBron James? Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh, where do you think the early votes are on this one? Do the Sixers need LeBron?
I would say 53% no.
You almost nailed the percentages perfectly. It's 54% yes.
Oh, wow.
54% yes. I mean, at least half the people, or more than half, are using their heads today.
Yeah, it's kind of tight, though.
Well, I guess they kind of feel like me.
That whole need thing kind of probably threw them off a little bit.
Well, it's a hater thing to say.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's just, well, you're just being stubborn, I mean, if we're being honest about this. I mean, that's what's going on here. Let's talk to Jared in Charlotte, who's up on WIP. Jared, what's up, pal?
Good morning, guys. Happy
Good morning,
weekend
Jared.
For you guys.
How are you today, pal?
I'm doing well. I'm going to talk nice and slow so people can understand me today.
Okay.
I'm not going to be fast. I wanted to ask you a question, if possible, because I think that will help us and help all the fans in Philadelphia. Hugh, in 1995, when you were Defensive Rookie of the Year, for some reason, Rich Kotite decided to only start you three games. And after the third game, you had three sacks in one game in a win. What did you think the next week when you weren't penciled in number one on the depth chart?
What did I think? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, take yourself back to 1995.
You're talking about my first year. We played the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I had three sacks in that game. Donald was hurt.
Yeah. Well, your big coming out party and a win.
But Donald was hurt.
1-2.
Yeah, but Donald was hurt. Donald Evans was the starter.
Oh, so he came back?
He was hurt and he came back. And the rule was, if I'm not mistaken, because that 95, that was a long ass time ago, you don't lose your job to injury. But eventually I became the starter as the season progressed. But I think Donald got banged up the week before.
Deep down, did you know you were better than Donald, though?
Well,
deep down.
I mean, I was a first round draft pick.
Yeah, I know.
Donald wasn't.
I know you were better than Donald.
But I had a lot of respect for Donald. Donald gave me something that I cherish to this day. And y'all might call it frugal, but that was the one thing that Donald always said, hey, man, save your money.
Oh, he taught you to be cheap.
He taught me to be frugal, and he taught me to – I remember we were sitting in the meeting. He said, max out your 401K. Mm-hmm. And that's why when August rolled around
it's going to be – That's why you haven't peaked it in 30 years?
And when August rolled around and I open up that envelope and I look at that 401K, it's going to be a decision. August 23rd is decision day at WIP.
What do you mean envelope?
I'm saying,
I'm
gonna get it like a printout.
It's
like a
2026.
Like I'm just saying, it's gonna be like a printout. It's gonna be a printout. I'm gonna look at that 401k and it's gonna be a decision that's gonna be made that day on a Wednesday. It might be on a Wednesday. I don't know when it's gonna be.
You know what?
But it's gonna be a decision on whether I'm coming to work
Hold
Thursday.
On. We gotta make this a whole show thing, all right? So Hugh's gonna print out his 401k.
Yeah, I'm gonna see what it look like. I'm gonna see what that thing look
he's
like.
He's gonna unveil at 150
what
if,
it look
he's,
like.
If he's retiring or not, if he's leaving.
I'm gonna look at that 401k.
The new decision, Hugh Douglas.
It's gonna be decision
his
day.
Money.
Matter of fact, let me see what August 23rd, what day that is.
Okay, Jared, we're sorry. He didn't answer your question.
Yeah, I did. It's a Sunday.
I did. Oh, so it's on a Sunday. Oh, I ain't coming to work if it's chunky.
No, you have to wait till Monday to open the envelope.
Yeah, you got
to
at least give us Monday.
It's a bit
for the
now.
Bigger appeal.
You can't do it on your own.
Hey, oh, okay. If I open it up Monday and it's chunky, I'm walking out.
You know, listen, I want you to have as much money as you earn, but how funny would it be, everyone, if he opens it up and he looks white as a ghost, like he goes pale on us because it's not the money he thinks it is. It's just not what he thinks.
No, but how did I feel? I didn't feel any kind of way. I wasn't upset. It wasn't like I felt like I deserved to be the starter because, to be honest, I started like 3 games into the season, I started to feel a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
Because they were like, hey, you know, we drafted this kid from a small school. And he hasn't gotten a sack. You know how it is. I was getting a little tight around
the newspapers were ripping him, Jared.
They don't know who he is.
Jared, did that answer your question?
Well, yeah, but you also had faith and perseverance that your time will come. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, that's why I wasn't tripping. Yeah, I wasn't upset or anything. No, I wasn't. I definitely wasn't upset.
Look, so this is my message to everyone in Philadelphia. Relax. Don't flip out in 10 minutes on Monday, on Wednesday, that LeBron didn't sign anywhere. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in the process. You know, we love the process. This could be the final conclusion to the process. So LeBron may sign in a month, so you can't flip out in 10 minutes when it's not done. And for my little pitch, may I give my pitch now?
Yes, of course. Let's hear it, Jared.
This is my pitch. What does a king love more than anything on the planet? They love devotion, correct? So
yes.
We need everyone in the city to chip in, okay? What we need to do is, first of all, we need to get that Declaration of Independence and rip that up. Because that doesn't jive with kings. That's number one. We have to get rid of that. That guy on top of City Hall has to be swapped out with a guy on a throne, you know, with a basketball in his hand. And Broad Street has to be called King James Way. And if we do that and we tell him we'll bring AD, I guarantee you, he will be here by August 8th.
Jared, that's a darn good pitch. Jared, great phone call. Have a great weekend. I mean, the idea of us ripping the Declaration of Independence in half because we now bow down to another king.
We shouldn't do that.
Well,
yeah, that's a lot.
Again, we're trying to get the player. Are we
I'm not?
Not.
Well, I'm
that's
not.
A lot.
Well,
that's
I
a,
am.
I don't, now, you took it too
now,
far.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm not saying I'm – but if someone wants to do it, I mean, it's Jared's
okay.
idea.
Well, you
it's
hate freedom, so.
No, what I want is the basketball player.
Yeah, you took it
Again,
too far.
We're trying to stay focused here. This is not about freedom. That we did that 250 years ago. We're good.
Speaking of, I just put in my calendar the 24th. Hugh opens Hugh's 401k.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it is.
Like, either way, it's funny to me. Like, if you end up just walking out because you have plenty of money, you don't need to do work anymore. That's a great story.
I want to see what that 401k
And if it's
like.
So low that you're pissed, to see that reaction on the screen would be great.
Yeah, I'm ready to see what that 401k going to look like.
Do you have I'm not going to ask you to say it on the air, but do you have a range of guests, or do you have no idea what it could look like? Because
I got a range.
Okay.
I have a range.
Because you can check your 401k every day if you want.
Yeah, right? I got a range.
Yeah. Have you ever checked?
I haven't checked in about 4 or 5 years.
All right. Oh, but so you have – okay. You have like a baseline.
Yeah.
You think it should
I have look. A base, so yeah. Okay. I want to see what that looking like. I want to see what it's looking like.
Yeah.
It might be decision day. come Monday.
Monday the 24th, Hugh Douglas' decision. Does he walk out on us? Does he stay? Does he have less money than he hoped for? 215-592-9494. Live today, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Monday night, join Broads here live 6 p.m. for a special Home Run Derby broadcast brought to you by Budweiser with giveaways all night. All right, coming up, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. Your pitches for LeBron James, the best one we hear today. And singing is encouraged. If you want to sing to LeBron, he's listening somewhere on his Odyssey app. So, best pitch we get to LeBron today wins the prize tonight. HBCU Swingman Classic tickets right here in Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park. We'll talk some Phillies as well coming up. Scott Fransky joins us for a Fransky Friday up next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FIFA World Cup is entering its biggest matches, and there's no better place to be, of course, than on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. And right now, the team that is leading the way in terms of percentage chance to win, France. They've been the team I've been on the whole time. Right now, they are trading at 40% to win it all. They have punched their ticket into the four teams left in. We'll see who's going to be there and joining them today and tomorrow in the World Cup. A $100 trade on France right now to win it all pays out $238.75. On Kalshi, you're trading its peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position for a limited time. Download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi, trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only, restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.